on her. I love to check up on the moon. Me and the moon are really good friends, so yeah, I'm gonna play some moon related music. Here is Moon Prism Power Make Up by, it's like a remix. I love Sailor Moon. It's by a bug. So Moon Prism Power. Here you go.
Curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
So cool. That was just Night Flight by Astro Color on their album Moon Lightning Astro Jazz. Volume 1? Yeah. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. And I was just playing a lot of moon-related music because the solstice just passed, and it's the holidays, and this time of year is when the moon is out the most because the nights are very long and the days are shorter here in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm sure it's different in other places. Like, I know some places in the world have, like, it's nighttime all the time at this time of year, and then in the summer it's like always daytime, which is really interesting. Here in Vancouver we have a little bit of longer nights and shorter days in the winter time, which is fun, and I enjoy tuning into the rhythms of the sun and night and day and moon patterns, and it's really fun to connect with, like, I don't know, the rotations and cycles of the world around me. Thank you so much for listening. This week has been so much fun. I hope you have such a wonderful holiday season. I'm wishing you the best and most joyous of times. Gather with friends and family and yourself and enjoy this beautiful time to gather with so many loved individuals and groups. This has been Raccoon City here on CJSF 90.1 FM every single Tuesday, and you can listen to so many more episodes on CJSF.ca of me, so cool, and so many other amazing programmers and shows. We have so many amazing programs, so check them all out on cjsf.ca here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm going to play Pink Christmas by Trisha Paytas. I think I just have to. I think it's like mandatory. Like, I think someone like came in here and was like, you gotta do this, and I obliged, obviously, because that's the easiest decision I've ever made. What Christmas song should I play? Pink Christmas by Trisha Paytas. Duh. And then I'm going to play a little bit of Addison Rae because Famous Again is a lit song. And I'm all about the sounds, and the sounds in that track are fun. They're consumable, and it's a relaxing, like, sort of fun poppy sound. And you know what? That's really nice to hear. So that's what's going to be up next. And if you want, you can tune in next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, to hear so much more epic sounds. For now, here is Pink Christmas by Trisha Paytas. Bye-bye.
It's a pink Christmas this year. Rosy cheeks upon your shoulders are just Trish guy of cheer. As the nights are getting colder, it's Malibu and Elvis, I just can't get enough. Pink frosted cookies with sprinkles on top. Kids are cozy round the pink Christmas trees. Flamingos on the branches next to hot pink Frosty. And all the snowflakes, well, I think you see the color of the season made for everybody. It's a pink Christmas this year. Rosy cheeks upon your shoulders are just Trish guy of cheer. As the nights are getting colder, we pray to Dolly before we pray to Jesus, cause they're the reason for the season.
Better believe it.
Break out the classic juicy sweats, Pepto-Bismol pink baguettes, and don't forget there's just Trish.com. Yeah, the more the pink lattes with glitter, the faster Santa comes and DMs me on Twitter. So can't you see? Seasons in pink are the only way to do it, and I think I just proved it. It's a pink Christmas this year. Rosy cheeks upon your shoulders are just Trish guy of cheer. As the nights are getting colder, we got pink panthers, cotton candy, carnations, all the candy, strawberries and gelatin, gifting bags and cookie tins. Everything's pink, don't ever think blue, though we love our Elvis and Malibu too. It's a pink Christmas this year. Rosy cheeks upon your shoulders are just Trish guy of cheer. As the nights are getting colder,
too many questions. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.
This is Bird Note. The wall of birds at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology is a towering mural showing nearly 250 life-sized birds across a map of the world. It took artist Jane Kim 17 long months to paint.
It was a very solitary experience. Sometimes it was almost lonely or isolating because there was no one who was able to share that experience with me of painting day in and day out, sometimes 7 days a week. So, like, those birds all kind of became my friends.
And not just the birds Jane illustrated. Speakers throughout the building let visitors hear sounds of wildlife from the surrounding nature sanctuary. In her book about the Wall of Birds, Jane reflected on how that soundscape connected her to the outside world.
I'd paint in the lift for hours and hours, oblivious to the passing time, until the caterwauling calls of a barred owl, like a giant squeegee being dragged across a window, echoed through the lobby and interrupted my reverie. During those two frequent all-nighters, the rolling trill of red-winged blackbirds announcing the dawn informed me it was time to retire. The chorus often brought to mind the words of Claude Monet. I would like to paint the way a bird sings. On my walk to the car through the sharp morning air, I couldn't help wishing I could sing like them too.
See photos from the Wall of Birds when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.